Ancient of Days. Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide. This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located here in beautiful Green Acres, Florida. We're a local family-oriented church that places a great emphasis on teaching the Word of God without today's current trends and compromises. Our church meets every Sunday at the Green Acres Community Center, located at 501 Swain Boulevard at the intersection of 10th Avenue North. Worship begins at 10:30 a.m. Stay tuned now as we go to today's message being taught by our pastor and Bible teacher, Dan Foster.
So Peter learned a lot of things from the Apostle Paul. Paul taught him many things. Paul was very advanced in his understanding, especially in two areas of teaching. Paul was very, very good in the area of grace, which he taught the other apostles a lot. Even though they were with Jesus, they didn't quite grasp it the way Paul did when he became an apostle. So grace, he got a great revelation on the grace of God, which you and I beautifully enjoy today. And also the second thing that Paul understood was body life. Body life. And that's very, very important in Christian circles, although today's modern Christianity doesn't emphasize it enough. They don't promote it enough. They don't, the once a week mentality is not body life at all, but they push that because of its convenience for people. But so Paul taught those two areas, and Peter understood those things. 2 Peter 3:16 says that Peter learned a lot from Paul, even though they were sometimes very difficult to understand those things. He learned from Paul. So let's begin at chapter 1, verse 22, and then we're going to jump down to chapter 2. And our subject this morning is body life and its importance. So 1 Peter 1:22 says this, since you have purified your souls, and how did they purify their souls? And their souls made up of their mind, their emotions, their volition, their conscience, and their self-awareness. Five parts to the soul. And they purify their souls, they cleanse their souls in obeying the truth. Talked about that last week. Implementing the truth in your life. Learning a principle and applying it to your life personally. So obeying the truth through the Spirit, not through the flesh. Not through human effort, not through self-discipline, but through the Holy Spirit in sincere love. And this is the result, in sincere love for the brethren, love one another fervently with a pure heart. So the soul gets cleansed through obeying the truth through the Spirit. And then the result is there is love for the brethren, loving one another with a pure heart. So hearing and obeying, two things that we do all the time. We listen to the Word of God and we apply the principles we learn. So, for example, you learn that God loves you in a message and then you apply that truth to your life. You are confident God loves you. So when you're tempted to feel insecure, you're tempted to feel like God's ignoring you, you're tempted to feel like God does, that you don't matter to God, that you're just a little speck on planet Earth and He's got other more important things to do, you apply that principle. No, stop. God loves me personally. I'm applying that truth to my life. I'm implementing the Word in my life. That's obeying the truth. Now, that's the same thing is true with being forgiven. When I'm tempted to feel guilty and put myself down and beat myself up, I apply the truth. No, I'm forgiven. The blood of Jesus Christ has cleansed me from sin. I am forgiven, my sins are gone, God's taken care of it, the cross has paid the penalty of it, and I'm implementing that truth into my life. And I'm not going to live in guilt. I'm going to live in liberty, freedom from that. And so on and on it goes. There's another 6,000 principles to apply to my life and to my soul. And as I continue to apply them, my soul becomes cleansed, purified from those things that tear us up on the inside, those things that make us psychologically imbalanced and everything else in life, emotionally distraught and everything. All of that goes away in the process of growing in grace because I'm applying truth, learning truth, and I'm applying truth to my situation, to my life. So this is taken, this deals with the soul has the purification of what we call iniquity. Iniquity is in the soul, and that iniquity affects how I live my life, and it needs to be cleansed out of me. Iniquity is the promotion of my self-life above God's word and above God's plan. Iniquity was first found in Lucifer, it says in Ezekiel chapter 28, when he promoted himself above the will of God. He began to see himself outside of God's plan, outside of God's will. He promoted himself, and iniquity, that disease, was found in him. When he was cast out of heaven and brought to earth, then he communicated that iniquity to people. He gave it to Adam and Eve, and on it went. Iniquity is now found in the hearts of men and women who are in the world today, and you can see it everywhere. People promote themselves above God. God is irrelevant. God is dead in some circles. God is not that important. God is only something I visit on Sunday morning, and the rest of the week I got to do what I got to do. I've got a life to live. I've got plans to follow. I've got things to do, and I can't be bothered with God, God, God all the time. Don't give me that God stuff. I can't be overwhelmed with all this God stuff. That's iniquity at work in a person's soul. There's no humility. There's no meekness. There's no submission to the plan and to the word of God. There is just this emotional rebellion going on and taking place from within my soul. It's called iniquity. But me hearing and implying the truth is teaching my soul to submit to God. My soul doesn't know how to submit to God. I got saved. My soul was the furthest thing away from God. It was wild, it was rebellious, it was independent, it was stupid. It did all kinds of crazy things, made the worst decisions it could possibly make. My soul was a mess. But then as you grow in grace, you learn to submit your soul to God by hearing and applying the principles that you're learning into your life. That teaches your soul to submit. And that's what all of us are learning. We're learning that our souls are submitting itself to God so that we are no longer operating in iniquity. Iniquity is forgivable. That's easy because Christ died for it. We're forgiven of iniquity, but to undo the effects of iniquity in my soul, it's hearing and applying principles, hearing and applying the principle so that I live by every word of God, not just hear it and not be a doer of it, but I live by it. I'm just applying what I learn in my life and accepting it and embracing it for myself. And if I fail and if I fall, I get up and I just keep on going and apply it the next time I hear it. And many times we have to hear it 100 times before we get it right in the soul, but we're still hearing, we're still applying, we're still going forward. And the iniquity gets cleansed from the soul, and that independence and rebellion is moved out. And then God is able to, at that point, as that takes place, and as the iniquity of the soul is removed, then love, the love of God who is in us, shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, Romans 5:5, then the love of God is able to be released through me. God's love can then come through me. Now I can love people with God's love, which before, forget about it. There was no love. There was competition. There was jealousies. There was arrogance. There was pettiness. There was all kinds of reasons why I couldn't love anybody. Didn't even love myself. But once that happens, then the soul gets cleansed and love starts releasing. And then you become able to love the brethren, those people sitting beside you, and loving the lost, those people that are out in the world that don't know the Lord. You love them too. And so we end up having God's love for the brethren, for the family of God, and then also for the world outside, loving the lost, and which is the motivation behind witnessing. It's the motivation behind evangelism. So then we jump down to chapter 2 and verse 1. Remember, love here, and that was important as an introduction because love is the premise of body life. Loving the brethren is the premise of body life. So in verse 1, chapter 2, we lay aside all malice, which means wickedness. How can I do that? Because of 1:22. I'm hearing and I'm applying truth through the Spirit, not the flesh, and I'm getting my soul purified, cleansed. And because of that, I get to lay aside all wickedness, deceit, hypocrisy, envy, and evil speakings, the things that are contrary to body life. If all of us sat here, we all were filled with malice and deceit and hypocrisy and envy and evil speaking, we wouldn't have much fellowship. We'd just be hissing at each other all the time, sneering and looking with evil eyes at each other and despising each other. There would be no fellowship. This stuff has to go in people's lives. Some people just live to be negative. And this stuff is just bound within them for many, many years. But hearing and applying principles of truth will cleanse it out of them through the Holy Spirit. So this stuff has to go, and that's a good thing. This would corrupt genuine body life. These are kinds of things that corrupt genuine body life. So those things are going to go. And they can only be laid aside by somebody who's hearing and obeying truth, principles of truth. Then verse 2, as newborn babies, desire the pure milk of the word that you may grow thereby. How do I grow? The word of God. There's no way to grow apart from the word of God. The growing is our capacity to release the spirit of love. Growing, when I'm growing, when I'm maturing, my capacity to release love to people and to the world out there is increasing because of this thing called growing in grace. So Christian maturity, Christian growth, means that love is able to be released through us because we don't have love for these things, but God does in us. So God loves people through us and God loves the world through us, and that's released through us because we're growing. And we're maturing, and the soul's being purified. We're hearing, we're applying truth to our lives. We're in the normal Christian life journey, and that's a great thing. So we are growing in our capacity to release the spirit of love to the body, and then also to the lost. Verse 3, if indeed you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. If you taste the word of grace, if you taste the word of grace, that ought to create an appetite. I know when I first heard the word of grace after being beat up by legalisms for a few years as a Christian and being beat down and being constantly being pointed at and told you're not doing this right, you're not doing that enough, you're not doing this. And so it always leaves you introspective, always makes you look at yourself, always makes you feel bad about yourself.
Thank you for listening to Grace Thoughts, the radio ministry of Greater Grace Church, located in Green Acres, Florida. Grace Thoughts can be heard daily at 12 p.m. on this same station. For complete messages and information about our ministry, you can visit us on the web at greatergracechurch.net. Again, that's greatergracechurch.net. Donations can be made directly through the website or mail us at Grace Thoughts, P.O. Box 540993. Green Acres, Florida, 33454. That's P.O. Box 540993, Green Acres, Florida, 33454. We hope you've enjoyed today's program and will tune in to us next time as we consider together God's heart toward us in Grace Thoughts.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has the best in equestrian and western wear from head to toe.